Dorothy Jane with Geese's from South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Obviously, I sent an email over the weekend in reference to George, because my assumption is that high school graduation is either coming up for him, maybe already passed, or there are some other issues that are would delay it. I have no idea. This is my son, and I have no idea. You know, the when you turn to the state, you spit in the face of the Lord. When you violate the state's commands to allow me to be part of his religious upbringing, his education, his medical care, you violate man's laws. You're hating your own kids. You hate your husband. And you're denying obedience to the Lord. But there's grace. Because I'm just a foul man who has a less than perfect past, trying to reconcile with a lady who is demonstrating a less than perfect present. And I can't tell you how intensely I'm in love with you. I ended up seeing another picture of you, and I just, I just melt. Even after all the hate you show me, I'm so in love with you, it's ridiculous. Sunday I went and spoke with four gentlemen. Five, actually. One I didn't really know. And, you know, the problem is I'm getting a little deeper with some, but only still very surface. But I believe that's the call. You know, to establish that relationship, you have to open the door of communications. I had a brief interaction with my Mormon friend in Utah. A little more meat. And then a wonderful conversation today with my friend Chris, as we are doing some serious examination about the meaning of the Lord's atonement verse. Anyway, it's been marvelous. But I can't do anything, whether it's the surface stuff or the in-depth stuff with my own family. And of course, the institution they're in, I've got to tell you again, I'm sorry, but they are a fraud. I have done a lot of study now. And once you compare the institution to the scripture, they're fraud. Absolutely a fraud. And one of the evidences of that is they will not back up their position. I mean, because these people are out of a job if they realize that what they do is the wicked manager, not the wicked. Another term's used. I forget anyway. I don't want to dig or beg. But, that's what they do. They beg because they don't want to dig. I am ready to contend on this rationally. I can do this more with a Mormon than those who claim the scripture as their final authority. They are liars. They're deceived or deceivers. And my family's involved. The people I love. And not one. You know, it really bothers me when I ask a while back, anyone willing to claim Christ? Not one. I claim the Lord Jesus Christ being who he is, as he claims in Scripture, the Creator, the Redeemer. And I will proclaim him as clearly and as boldly as I can. Parousia, as I point out, as he commands us. I will not run from it like thee. Because running from that would make me a coward. And I've read Revelation 21:8. And I have to repent of any time that I've done cowardly things because I was wrong. But then again, there's grace. I so want to share that with my family. Please lower the walls. I can't emphasize how much you've ripped me apart. I hold nothing against you. I'll take that all on myself and just seek reconciliation. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I really love my wife. Dorothy Jane, I love you.